Last year, Historic Sauterly, a former plantation in southern Maryland, began the Descendants Project. They gathered information about anyone affiliated with Sauterly, whether they were enslaved there, employed, or otherwise associated with the site. This month, Sauterly hosts Our American Family, funded with a grant from Maryland Humanities. The event will connect existing and emerging stories of Sauterly descendants with members of the public interested in Southern Maryland's history. Jeannie Pirtle, Education Director at Sauterly, tells us more about this project.
Historic Sauterly, a 300-year-old museum and former plantation in St. Mary's County, tells the story of Maryland from 1600 to 1960. Last year, we held a public commemoration ceremony to dedicate the 1830 slave cabin and exhibit to descendants. The ceremony honored researcher and Sauterly trustee, the late Agnes Kane Callum. Callum researched slave life on Sauterly Plantation, where her grandfather, Henry Kane, was born into slavery. It's true that we have always had some descendants and their families that were involved with Sauterly, like Callum and John Hanson Briscoe, the former Speaker of the Maryland House of Delegates, but we decided that this year was the time to make finding and connecting people to Sauterly official. The list of registrants increases every week. We have descendants of owners, workers, and enslaved peoples. We are not so much interested whether you have had your DNA or family tree officially done. Anyone who even thinks they may be connected to Sauterly can fill out a form and tell their stories. What we find is that people are looking for their roots, their heritage. Some of these old properties and farms in St. Mary's County are broken up or don't exist anymore. Sauterly has become the beacon that draws people home. Even if they cannot trace ancestry back to Sauterly proper, there are people that are looking for their heritage. That is why Sauterly has such a responsibility to expand its reach to serve and minister to the wider world. With the help of Maryland Humanities, Historic Sauterly is serving the community with the Common Ground Connected Heritage Project. Our goal is to foster inclusive dialogues about the legacy of slavery and to hear the stories of descendants from owners, workers, and the enslaved. We also want to empower people to better their own communities by connecting them with others who are affecting positive change. Our American Family, a free, multi-day event, is part of the Common Ground Connected Heritage Project. Our American Family will bring inspiring speakers, panelists, descendants, and community members to Historic Sauterly. Community members will listen to stories, learn practical and usable information, and contribute to discussions that will help them find their heritage, which we hope will lead to healing. We believe Historic Sauterly today represents the evolution of our state and nation, with all of its legacies that still follow us to the present day. The quest for freedom and prosperity, and asking the question, at what human cost, has relevance for all of us. Historic Sauterly has many stories of struggle, triumph, and tragedy, and it is not as far removed from the present as we might imagine.
Our American Family takes place April 19th through April 21st. Learn more at sauterly.org. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein. Last year, Historic Sauterly, a former plantation in southern Maryland, began the Descendants Project. They gathered information about anyone affiliated with Sauterly, whether they were enslaved there, employed, or otherwise associated with the site. This month, Sauterly hosts Our American Family, funded with a grant from Maryland Humanities. The event will connect existing and emerging stories of Sauterly descendants with members of the public interested in southern Maryland's history. Jeannie Pirtle, Education Director at Sauterly, tells us more about this project.
Historic Sauterly, a 300-year-old museum and former plantation in St. Mary's County, tells the story of Maryland from 1600 to 1960. Last year, we held a public commemoration ceremony to dedicate the 1830 slave cabin and exhibit to descendants. The ceremony honored researcher and Soderle trustee, the late Agnes Kane Callum. Callum researched slave life on Soderle Plantation, where her grandfather, Henry Kane, was born into slavery. It's true that we have always had some descendants and their families that were involved with Soderle, like Callum and John Hanson Briscoe, the former Speaker of the Maryland House of Delegates, but we decided that this year was the time to make finding and connecting people to Soderle official. The list of registrants increases every week. We have descendants of owners, workers, and enslaved peoples. We are not so much interested whether you have had your DNA or family tree officially done. Anyone who even thinks they may be connected to Soderle can fill out a form and tell their stories. What we find is that people are looking for their roots, their heritage. Some of these old properties and farms in St. Mary's County are broken up or don't exist anymore. Soderle has become the beacon that draws people home. Even if they cannot trace ancestry back to Soderle proper, there are people that are looking for their heritage. That is why Soderle has such a responsibility to expand its reach to serve and minister to the wider world. With the help of Maryland Humanities, Historic Soderle is serving the community with the Common Ground Connected Heritage Project. Our goal is to foster inclusive dialogues about the legacy of slavery and to hear the stories of descendants from owners, workers, and the enslaved. We also want to empower people to better their own communities by connecting them with others who are affecting positive change. Our American Family, a free, multi-day event, is part of the Common Ground Connected Heritage Project. Our American Family will bring inspiring speakers, panelists, descendants, and community members to Historic Soderle. Community members will listen to stories, learn practical and usable information, and contribute to discussions that will help them find their heritage, which we hope will lead to healing. We believe Historic Soderle today represents the evolution of our state and nation, with all of its legacies that still follow us to the present day. The quest for freedom and prosperity, and asking the question, at what human cost, has relevance for all of us. Historic Soderle has many stories of struggle, triumph, and tragedy, and it is not as far removed from the present as we might imagine.
Our American Family takes place April 19th through April 21st. Learn more at soderle.org. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.